This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely. We spell it C-H-R-C-H, because we say all that's missing is you. churchonline.com. It is the day after 9/11, and I know for so many of us, we will never forget the events of that tragedy, that horrific thing that happened in New York. And now it's hard to believe, 24 years ago. But it was the things that happened after that were really so significant in our country. Yes, there was many lives that were lost, and those towers came down, and everything that happened. But after 9/11, we were glued to our televisions. I actually worked in television during that time, and we spent all day with the satellites tuned in, any signal we could get from anywhere, because we were looking for answers. And everyone, it seems, in the world was just glued to the news and the coverage. We couldn't look away. That night, the president came on, President George W. Bush, and he said these words. He said, "Tonight, I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all those whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by the power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me." The words of the president, quoting from the words of the psalm. And it seems that after 9/11, we were looking to God. We were looking for something, some answer, somewhere. 3 days after, on that Friday, 9/11 was a Tuesday, and on that Friday, the nation's leaders gathered, Supreme Court justices, the president, members of Congress, I think even some world leaders, gathered in the National Cathedral, the house of God, you would say, to listen to an old man. They were listening to Dr. Billy Graham at that time, 82 years old, and he said these words. Again, I quote from Billy Graham, "I have to confess that I really do not know the answer totally. I have to accept by faith that God is sovereign, and that he is a God of love and mercy and compassion in the midst of suffering. The Bible says God is not the author of evil. In 1 Thessalonians 2:7, the Bible talks about the mystery of iniquity. The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah said the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Again, the words of Billy Graham. He said those things in the beginning. I really don't have an answer. I really don't know completely what's going on, but he gave us those words. God is sovereign. God is that God of love and mercy and compassion, and there is evil in the world. And it made me think that we're still seeing that today, obviously. We still see, just this past week, Charlie Kirk killed when he's trying to bring truth to campuses around the country. We think about other things, school shootings. We think about just the tragedies that make those headlines. And the words of Dr. Graham are still true. I really do not have an answer totally. And the older I get, the more I understand that's the truth about so much in our world, and God said that. Let me give you the verse. This is Isaiah 55:8-9. Isaiah 55:8-9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God says, and by the way, some of your Bibles will say, declares the Lord. This is not Isaiah's thoughts. This is not Billy Graham's thoughts. This is God's thoughts, God's declaration, God's words. And he wants us to know that in the midst of chaos, in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of, as the president said, lives that were shattered, children whose mothers, fathers would not return that day. We can't understand it, but we still trust that God is sovereign, that God is there, that God is the God of love and mercy, and that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. And then he continues, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so high, much higher are his ways and his thoughts. That's so important for us to understand. When we see things that we see and are scratching our heads and looking for answers and thinking as we did after 9/11, just trying to make sense of it all, we have to be okay with the fact that sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're not going to be able to make sense of it all because God's ways are different than our own. I can't understand why God would take an individual in that shooting, that Charlie Kirk taken from his family. His family was present. We just can't understand that. But we just have to believe that somehow God's going to use it for his glory. As 9/11, in the days that followed, we heard stories. We heard testimonies. We heard about people coming to God. After 9/11, the first church service we had, I was on staff at a large church here in Las Vegas, and the place was packed. In fact, I was on staff. I was working, and I couldn't get in because they had closed the doors. We had hit capacity. I had to wait till one church service let out before I could actually go in. And that was true of churches around the country. People were searching. People were hoping. People were seeking answers. And they knew. In our hearts, we knew the answer was there. The answer was with God's people. The answer was in God's house. The answer was God's word. And maybe there were pastors that day that quoted that scripture. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I don't know. In fact, I don't really remember too much about that church service, just that I had a hard time getting in and it was packed. But I do remember the sense of community was like none I had ever seen in that church before. I remember people just eager to be together, eager to be with other people, desperate to hear from God. And during these times that we live in now, after 9/11, we still live in the shadow of that. And in so many ways, I would like to see that return to that community. That hunger for God's word, that hunger for answers from God. But I recognize sometimes it does take tragedy before we are going to go there, before we would pull together. So today, we will pray. We will pray for lives that have been lost in tragedies of all sorts. But we've got to remind ourselves that we will not understand it this side of heaven. We never will fully understand it. But we have to continue to look to a God who is sovereign, who is, in the words of Billy Graham, the God of love and mercy and compassion in the midst of suffering. And we just got to hang on and cling to those ideas that we find in Scripture.